Why did slaves sing about the New Jerusalem?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
During 250 years of slavery in America, slaves often expressed their longing for freedom with slave songs, like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Coming to Carry Me Home. Often their songs carried double meanings. They sang about the freedom they hoped to have north of the Mason-Dixon line. They also sang about heavenly freedom when their earthly torture would be over. During the early church age, Romans persecuted Christians. Those saints found hope in God's promise that a better day was coming. Revelation depicts that better day. In chapter 21, John says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, sorrow, crying, or pain. All these things are gone forever.'" New Jerusalem shone with the glory of God, sparkling like diamonds, gold, and pearls. One writer said John ransacked the resources of language trying to describe the city. God is preparing this city for those who belong to him. That's why we share the good news about God's love and his offer to forgive our sins when we accept his Son. It's why we love others and work for justice today. We look forward to living forever in that eternal city.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com